Unit 14. Conversation 2. Scenario. Tien is concerned about vaccinations.
Nurse, do you have a minute?
Sure, what is it?
I'm a bit confused about all the inoculations and vaccinations I'm supposed to be getting for my daughter over the next few months.
Yes, it can be very confusing, can't it? But you still have plenty of time. Babies get a lot of immunity from their mothers while they're in the womb. The inoculations are scheduled so that they get protection before the natural immunity wears off.
Right. So, which ones come first? And are they safe? I mean, you know, you hear a lot of stories.
Ah, yes, you hear a lot of stories, but problems with these basic immunizations are really very rare. Of course, there's a risk, but it really is very tiny. We highly recommend that all babies have the standard immunizations, not just for their own health, but for the other children they'll be mixing with.
So, what's usually first and when should she get it?
Usually they'll start from about 2 months with the hepatitis B, Hib infection, and PCV13 vaccine. They all need about 3 injections each, spread over 4 months or so, and there's the rotavirus vaccine at the same time, but that's just drops on the tongue. I think it's best if I get you an English pamphlet. That'll explain it in more detail.
That sounds good. I think I'll need some time to understand it.
Oh, and there's one more that she'll need from around 3 months. That's the combination of 4 vaccines in one shot for pertussis, you know, whooping cough, diphtheria, tetanus, and polio. You need to get that as soon as possible after 3 months.
Does that include the measles one? That's an important one, isn't it?
Yes, it is important, but the MR, measles, rubella, mixed, that's a different one. That doesn't happen until your child is a year old. The measles antibodies are lost in late infancy, so you still have a while to go before that one.